say to you all that as you near another of your earthly years, I would like you to look back and that is not a strange request, as always I tell you to look forward, but in looking back over these past months, I am sure you will recognize how much self-knowledge and self-empowerment that each of you has gained. It may take you a little time to realize and understand those words, but I would like you to think about it carefully, to think of the choices that have been placed before you on many occasions, and the choices that you as individuals have made. Think deeply, my dear friends, and only then will you realize how much you have capitalized on the knowledge that you have gained here.
Yes, I have the feeling that as that knowledge becomes more complete, we are better, we become better in a position to spread that knowledge to others.
That you do, my dear friends. But what you must also understand is what that knowledge has done for you as an individual, as a spiritual being. You must fully understand where that self-empowerment comes from. And it comes from the very fact that your self-awareness has grown so much. Only in understanding yourselves can you then help others. But what I wish you to do is to look in hindsight at what you as individuals have achieved. Each one of you in your own individual style are always helping others. But my question to you, my dear friends, do you understand why? That is something for you to go inwards to find. I have spoken many words in these past months about your own self-development, about meditative states, about your own seeking. I hope now that as you approach the end of this earthly year, that you are able to recognize full well all that you have achieved. Can any of you tell me what you have achieved? Please put your human modesty to one side. Allow those true selves to come forth.
I've found that I'm more contented with my life. Want to help other people as much as I can.
Yes. You, my dear friend, I have been uplifting because in these last few months you have been a little depleted of spiritual energy.
That's true.
Yes, but we are with you always.
Thank you very much.
I feel as though I've gained the confidence to actually go ahead and make decisions. Sometimes decisions are hard to make and there is a lot of self-doubt. But I think that the knowledge that I've had has to some extent enabled me to see a wider picture perhaps and enabled me to make decisions or to go about thinking about making decisions which are going to have to be made in the future. And I'm very grateful for that knowledge. I think that I would have floundered at times without it. It's been very comforting. It's like a side companion having this knowledge.
Yes, my dear friend. Of all within this room, you have been one who I would say has achieved the most. I do not say that lightly, because, as you all know, this earthly year for you, physically, has not been an easy one. Mm-hmm. And I think I say truly to you that had you still had full health,
yes,
your thinking and your decision making would have been entirely different.
Yes.
Therefore, what you must ponder upon is the outcome of these health problems that you now have. You have been told that you have the power within yourself,
yes,
to become healthy.
Okay.
And to be healthy, and this applies to all. To be healthy, you must have a healthy mind.
Yes.
You must have a healthy disposition to all aspects of life.
Yes.
So you, my dear friend, are weathering the storm very well.
Thank you.
And I say to you, continue on this spiritual journey, and it only can become easier.
Yes. Thank you.
And I don't mean by that that all physical problems in life will suddenly disappear.
No, of course not.
It is only in times of stress that the spirit shines.
Yes. I like to think about my life as almost like becoming a meditation. As you go through the day, think many things, and tries to apply them. And as I said, it is a tremendous companion. And I like to try and think about my life now as being a meditation in a way. In quiet times, I go cycling. It gives me an opportunity to think. And it's very, very useful. I can understand what you mean about quiet times.
Yes.
Yeah.
In your quiet times, the spirit comes forth.
Yes.
The true self appears. In those quiet times, those who are close by you have the opportunity to help you,
yes,
to uplift you, to guide you. That is why, during these past months, that I have repeated many times about meditation.
Yes.
I have stressed also that we cannot make you meditate. We cannot force you to take quiet moments. That responsibility lies with each one of you.
Yes.
But I know, as you also do know, that in seeking these quiet times and the self-awareness and self-empowerment become so much stronger.
I find that George, I find it quite difficult at times to not chip in and say something when people are talking, because I find that I'm thinking quite differently to the way they are, and I do try and say my little bit. Sometimes I have to keep my mouth shut, that's obviously not being taken, but very often I find people do listen. It's made my life a lot easier to live. I find problems that I would have had before, I don't think I do have so much now, because I'm thinking in a different way. I know I haven't done the meditation that maybe I should have done, but nonetheless I do feel that I feel much more confident in the work, just my faith with you.
Yes.
Your words, I thank you.
I hope, my dear friend, that it is a little more than faith, that it is a knowledge that you have gained individually.
Mm.
By the way you live this earthly life. Yes, you are a much stronger person than when first you came to this group. We know you do not always appreciate how much you have grown, and it is difficult for us at times to tell you, because until now you are unaware of each other's light. But the time can come, with the love and the dedication which you have, for those spiritual gifts to become manifold and to be expressed by each one of you. But it needs patience. It needs dedication. And above all, it needs you to offer yourselves to be used. After all, my dear friends, you are all sowers of seed. And as you have said, my dear friend, you can only but utter those words. It is up to those who receive those words, whether or not they allow those seeds to flourish, or whether they allow those words of wisdom to die. But that is not your responsibility. You have done your work when you have given of those words. So I would say to you, my dear friends, continue, because your words are healing to many ears. Your words to others uplift them. Your words to others feed them. And as I have said to you many times, each one of you work in your own individual way.
I think for myself, what Sarah has just said really goes for me. And also, I've let more people read the transcripts of your words, which are rather nice, and I know they're interested, so that's good.
Yes. Again, my dear friend, life for you is not always easy, but you have a generous heart, although sometimes you are harsh on yourself. Let me tell you that any doubts you may have are unfounded. Your work for our spirit is commended. You, by your way of living life, is an example to others. I hear you chuckle and think to yourself, but I am no saint.
True.
We, my dear friends, are not searching for angels. They already exist. You people upon this earthly planet were never meant to be perfect. That is why you are here. So do not chide yourself. Do not be so harsh upon yourself, because on your earthly years you have given much, much love. And I know you would be one to say, but I have not done anything that other people have not. But there I will correct you, because, my dear friend, whatever you have done has always been with an open heart. I have to tell you, you are much loved in this our world. I will not speak longer this time. It has been good to join with you again, my dear friends. But as always, at this time, of your earthly year. I have to take my leave of you for a little while. I will return to that place where I belong. I will return to you, as I hope also you will, much refreshed and ready to give you more of our teaching. If there is any question that must be asked, I will be happy to answer it now before I leave.
Have you any words for your instrument at all before the year is finished?
Only that we are grateful for the privilege of being able to use the instruments. Also, that her earthly year has held many problems also. But we have no concerns. She has reached a stage of acceptance, and we cannot ask more of you than that.
Yes, and we're all very grateful to her as well.
I would say this to you, that perhaps you will tell her that what she felt is indeed correct.
Yeah.
I am sure she will understand my words.
What she felt was correct. Yes.
Are there any questions, please?
George?
Yes, a gentleman asked a question of me, which I said I would pass on. I'm learning about the work of light escorts. He was intrigued to know who, or in his words, who overshadows the light escorts. By that I think he means, or he's seeking information on the chain of command above the light escorts. Can you help us with that?
Yes, I understand the question. There is much spoken of and many words they used. I understand when you use the words light escorts. To many, they mean the light escorts from other planets. Am I correct in my thinking?
I know he was concerned with the light escorts who oversee at the time of physical death the passage from
this planet. I understand your question.
Sorry if I didn't make myself clear.
This is always the problem. When we have words, earthly words, which are used to describe our world.
Yes.
Those who are present at the passage of the human being to our world, those workers you mean.
Yes.
Those workers can be many. There is, of course, degrees of workers in the light. It begins with people who have inhabited your world. inhabited other worlds, and then they graduate to the beings of light who have never existed on any planet. You have to see that there are many and not one explanation. All of these beings of light are there to help those souls who return home to our world. It of course depends on the passage and the person and the time. And of course these light beings are overshadowed by those light beings from our world who look out for them in the same way as you have spirit beings who come to your world, but there always is a regime of order. There has to be. Nothing happens haphazardly. All is organized. And I would say, and I do believe, that what your friend means is who is the governing power. And I would say the governing power is that all superior universal being from which we all come. That is the simple answer. If he wants more explanation, I will return to it when I come back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, I'm most grateful.
I need really, I believe, to know exactly which light beings he is speaking of. After all, those beings from our world are all light beings.
Yes, yes.
We need to have a little more definition for me to answer your question fully. And I will be happy to do so for you.
Thank you. I should pass that off.
Now, my dear friends, as I take my leave from you, know that although we are apart for a few weeks of your time, that always I am still here.
Thank you. Thank you for being our thoughts and your from time to time.